Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I think the easiest reason, if you're going to say, hey, how do the Texans pull this thing off, is starting with they have played significantly better defense over the last month than they were playing at any point during the regular season, where their defense was just as suspect as Baltimore's or others for as good a talent as they have. But can I point out one little quick thing before everyone's like runs to the bank and be like, hey man, they're playing way, 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 way better defense. The teams that they beat playing way better defense are the Titans, the Dolphins before Tua came back, the Jags, and the Titans again, and the Cowboys with Cooper Rush. So I don't care. They are playing better defense, but based on opponent, they're still limited. They have two good pass rushers and one good corner, and that stands out. I'm not sure they have other defensive players to fear, right? Like, that's what it is with the they are playing better defense, but do you fear anyone else besides the three players we've mentioned a bunch of times?
Yeah, but how many? I mean, in fairness, I would say most defenses, if I can list off three studs, that's a pretty darn good defense. My basis is just that, hey, they played each other not that long ago, and I saw the Chiefs effectively move the ball on the Houston Texans. But no, if I can list off Will Anderson, Neil Hunter, and Stingley Jr., those are three really, really good defensive players. If I go through most defenses remaining in the postseason, can you name just quickly three Bills defensive players?
Armstead, Milano, and then Von Miller's still in the squad.
So guys that have been there for a long time. Not necessarily their best defensive.
Rousseau.
Yeah.
My
point is, like, and are those three better than what we just named? No. All I'm saying is, I don't think it's, if you're saying those are the only three we can name, well, yeah, that's a pretty damn good three. I'm just basing it off of the Chiefs were able to effectively eliminate at times Will Anderson, and that's in, as Ross Tucker told us, that's where the game's going to come down to. Can Joe Tooney and then Juwan Taylor on the other side, can they hold up again? It's not a have we ever seen it happen? Yeah, I saw it happen just a month ago.
If you look back at that game against that same defense, one that is playing a lot better in the second half of the season with the same players, right? Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, Derek Stingley Jr., and others. Mahomes went 28-41, 216, a touchdown. Kareem Hunt only ran the ball 11 times, 55 yards. Pacheco ran it 9 for 26. And then I will say they did a nice job against the Chiefs wide receivers, because Xavier Worthy had a great game, 7 for 65. The second leading receiver that day was Samaje Perine. So, like, they did a nice job holding pretty much everyone else down, including Travis Kelce. But also that's partly because he completed a ball to 11 different 1, 2, 3, 4, he completed a pass to 11 different wide receivers in the game, or 9 different. I mean, he attempted a pass for 2 others. I guess it's a 0 for 0 for them, so he must have dropped it. But I mean, they moved the ball pretty effectively against them. It's kind of hard to, like, I think their defense is playing better, and we should take that a little bit seriously, but I'm not going to pretend like they're the 85 Bears either.
Well, and one of the things that we've talked about, like last year in particular, I think, as well with the turnover stuff, is in that game, Cody, Houston had 2 turnovers, the Chiefs had none. Being able to protect the football obviously gives you the best chance to win. And in that case, Ross had mentioned maybe Houston gets like a strip sack or something like that. That might be the only way that they do get something, is the defense being able to make a play. Because if the Chiefs turn Houston over, I don't know if Houston almost has to go perfect without turning the ball over and maybe force a turnover to be able to give themselves a legit shot to win, just because of what we saw in that one game. It was an 8-point game, but it felt like, if I remember right, the Chiefs were in control of the game. It never felt like it was on the brink of being a loss.
I think what you're saying and kind of what Ross was saying as well is just the Texans, their path to a victory involves, special teams touchdown or a defensive either touchdown or, hey, set up a really short field for C.J. Stroud. The Chiefs could win without having a turnover forced, right? I think that's the difference. When you're a team that's overmatched, and I think the Texans are overmatched heading into this game, doesn't mean they can't win, but they will need something special like that to happen. And of course, that happens all the time in the league. But that's what I think it would take for the Chiefs to be in real danger in this football game. Or if they decide DJ Humphrey should start and he does struggle against Will Anderson, and then they try to go back to Joe Tooney, and for whatever reason, Tooney's just not as effective, then they're in big, big trouble at that point in time.
Yeah, if they just get straight out terrible left tackle play, we're probably having a different conversation. But again, 1, 2, 3. The Texans were 7th best in turnover differential in the NFL. They were +3 better than Kansas City, who, by the way, ended up finishing in the top third-ish in the league, considering where they were started, because they just stopped turning the ball over. But as Ross Tucker also pointed out, and the league knows, turnovers are not a predictive stat. To start, you could have been a great turnover team the entire year. That does not mean that is going to continue in the postseason. That's one of the Bills' biggest problems, because the top 5 teams in the NFL in turnovers, you ready this year in differential? The Bills, who are still alive and did not turn it over, they actually did a good job of getting the ball. The Steelers, the Packers, the Chargers, and the Vikings. Loss, 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 loss. What did they do, too? All lost the turnover differential. So as good as they were this year at holding on to the football, protecting the football, they all lost. The only two teams in the top 10 who won were Houston, Philadelphia, and Buffalo, who we previously mentioned.
In last year's postseason, yeah. The Chiefs, remember, they had turnover problems. Suddenly, they didn't turn the ball over in the postseason.
Yeah. You know, Mahomes had never even thrown a pick in the divisional round. I'm sorry if that's a jinx, but like everybody knows it, and that stat's been out there, so it's not really on me. And also, jinxes aren't real.
Yeah, I, again, don't have that kind of power.